pressure among the players right now. There seems to be a lot of excitement with the training camp today. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I think it's great. You know, obviously, not used to practicing in front of a crowd like that, but, you know, it's great. The fans are excited. We're excited, and, you know, it's a good day today in Winnipeg.
Did you believe that the fans would be this hyped to see you?
Yeah, I mean, when I landed here on Sunday, there was a lot of hype going around. I mean, it's a great turnout out here. The fans really showing some support. So, you know, it feels good to practice in front of them and, you know, kind of give them a little bit of a show of what we're about this year.
If you were still in Atlanta, what would this day be like?
We had some good turnouts there the first day of training camp, but I don't think it would be anything like this.
There's no comparison then?
No. There's a lot of people here, and, you know, just when they're screaming, "Go Jets, go," it kind of gives you a little bit of goosebumps just, you know, hearing it, and, you know, it's real exciting.
How much rust is there to scrape off?
Well, I think the first day of camp, you know, everyone's skating real hard, so the ice gets chewed up pretty much, so, you know, you just try to, you know, keep things simple out there, and, you know, it is the first day of camp, so it's going to be a little rusty, but, you know, we got to sharpen up here. We got a big game on Tuesday, so we got to, you know, sharpen up here.
Big relief, Zach, that you've got the contract out of the way, because there's a couple of guys in the league right now that are not in camp because of that reason.
Yeah, it's definitely something I didn't want to do. I didn't want to wait until, you know, I didn't want to be without the team, so, you know, I can't really comment on what they're doing, but, you know, I'm just happy that mine got done, and I'm glad to be here.
There's been a lot of talk about concussions. You know, there's a big research conference going on in Toronto right now. Has there been a change in awareness about concussions among players in the NHL?
Yeah, last night we had a meeting, and there was a 10-minute video of a couple of rule changes, just, you know, blindside hits and stuff like that. So, you know, we're all aware of what's going on, and, you know, that being said, it is a fast game and a lot of things happen quick, but, you know, we have to realize as players that, you know, we have to be smart and aware out there of what's going on.
So there's a fine balance, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, anytime, like I said, it's a fast game, so things happen quick, but the more people are aware of the rule changes and the videos like that, it just, you know, it can't hurt us any, so.
Sidney Crosby is skating this hour. Do the guys talk about a little bit of a surprise about how long he's been out?
No, I mean, anytime you deal with an injury like that, you don't want to rush things back. And, you know, there's been people, you know, that have been football players that have had concussions and now they're laying in a hospital bed because they can't really talk. So you have to really take that into account and be smart about it. And, you know, whether he's, you know, coming back in a week or 6 months from now, you have to respect it. And, you know, anytime you're dealing with someone, especially a head injury, you know, you have to take your time.
What do you think it'll mean to the game that he's back? That he
well, he's the face of the NHL, so I think it's good he's back. You know, anywhere he plays, he draws a big crowd. So, you know, he's a great player. He's exciting to watch, and he's fun to play against. So, you know, it's glad to see that he's back on the ice healthy. Yeah, there's a lot of one-on-ones today, so it was a little tough on the defense, but, you know, we had a quick 10-minute meeting before practice, just letting everyone know what's going on for practice and what he expects. So, you know, as far as that goes, he was really organized, so it was, you know, it was a good practice out there.
All right, last week, some of the guys said you were the best athlete on the team. Would you agree with that, and who did you say is the best athlete on the team?
I don't know. I don't know if that's I think Brian Little said that, but oh, it's great that they said that, but I don't know. There's a lot of good athletes on the team. I'm not just the only one.
What's the biggest challenge facing this defense? Because it's just a group that gave up the second most goals in the NHL this year. What is the biggest challenge going forward this season?
I think there's a lot of good skating defensemen in back there and a lot of offensive guys. And, you know, the more as we play as a five-man unit and or a six-man unit, including the goalie, it's only going to help. But I think just, you know, working under Claude, I think it's going to help us out a lot just with a new atmosphere, a new, obviously a new city, a new atmosphere and everything like that. I think it'll help us. And, you know, obviously we gave up a lot of goals last year, but, you know, it's a brand new year this year and we're just looking forward to, you know, making moves forward.